Our reading for today is from the book of Galatians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 22. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the spirit of works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. To give a human example, brothers, even with the man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings referring to many, but referring to one. And your offspring, who is Christ? This is what I mean. The law which came 430 years afterward does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Randolph Rasch, First Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
At the turn of the 20th century, a woman dressed in a dirty, ragged black dress was seen day after day walking Wall Street amidst the businessmen. Because she was clad in black and a bit disheveled, she became known as the Witch of Wall Street. Her real name was Hetty Green. It is said that Hetty, in an attempt to save money, never turned on the heat in the winter and never used hot water. It is said that she would wash only the dirtiest portions of her petticoats and never washed her hands. Her diet consisted of dry oatmeal and cheap pies. Anyone could see that Hetty was in need. Interestingly, Hetty was not in need of money. As a very young woman, she inherited over $77 million in today's value. She was a wise investor and parlayed her fortune into an estimated value of over $4 billion at the time of her death. As wealthy as she was, the Witch of Wall Street was in dire need. She was in need of understanding the proper use of the treasure she possessed. St. Paul begins the third chapter of his letter to the Galatians by writing, O foolish Galatians, Who has bewitched you? The Galatians, too, had a magnificent treasure, but failed to employ it in their lives. Paul continues his writing, reminding his readers of the gospel truth that was proclaimed to them, a truth embraced by faith. Paul writes, "It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified." These people who were given the good news that Jesus lived the perfect life have returned to the poisonous belief that they must earn their salvation. These people who were given the good news that Jesus died on the cross to forgive all their sin have returned to the false belief that they must work away their guilt. These people who were given the good news that Jesus rose from the dead as proof that his sacrifice was acceptable to the Heavenly Father and that everything necessary for our salvation has been perfectly accomplished by him have returned to the deadly belief that salvation requires their work. Paul goes on to say, "For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse." In other words, using the law as a means to prove ourselves before God leads only to death. But Paul never leaves his readers without hope. And so he calls them back to the joy of the gospel, to the life-giving truths of Jesus Christ. Paul says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, so that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." And there it is. The righteous shall live by faith. We are made right with our Heavenly Father through the work of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, which we hold fast by the gift of faith. You know, the old adage says, if you want something done right, do it yourself. But that's just impossible when it comes to spiritual righteousness. Scripture reminds us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Scripture goes on to say, but are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, to whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. The fact that we are saved by faith in Jesus is simply profound and profoundly simple. But above all, it is the truth. And to that we say, Amen.
We thank Pastor Randolph Rasch for this meditation on God's Word.